When I grew up down in Poughkeepsie, it was a mixed population. Everybody got along no matter what the color was. You know, we watched out after each other's kids and stuff like that. Very nice neighborhood and very low crime. At my house, I grew up with five siblings and a mom and dad. Oh, and this was Grandma's house, so Grandma was there too. And then on Sunday morning, because we lived in Grandma's house and Grandma was into the church, we had to go to church. I went to Christian Missionary Alliance, which was up by Poughkeepsie High School. Sunday, we had to walk up to church and back. And we all had to go to church. And I remember this. My mother used to give us a dime for offering. We all had a dime. And we would stop at the store on the way up to the church, and we would go in and we'd spend our dime on candy so we wouldn't have no money for the offering plate. And our mom never found out. I went to summer camp through the church. And that was up in Rome, New York. And that was the first time I was ever away from home. And it was a sleepover for a whole week. And it was just girls. What a blast we had. We met a lot of girls from other churches. We would only have to go to church a certain amount of time out of the day. And then the rest of the time was our free time. And I remember swimming in the lake and diving off the docks and just hanging out with girls. And I won my way through there because I had to do an essay for the church. Whoever wrote the best essay could go away through our church. And I won it. For someone who don't like school, I could write a good essay. Maybe because I was going to get something out of it. And when you get to go away from your parents for a week, that's a big thing. I did not like school. I wasn't good in school. I had to go to school because it was one of our things in our house. If you didn't go to school, your father, you just better go to school. It was better for you to go to school than not to go to school. My first job, I worked at Merit Sample, and we would cut out swatches of rugs and fabric for curtains and fabric for seat covers, and we would tape them into books. Not a good job and not a good paying job, but it was a good job for somebody who was going to school. I was 16, and I did it to 18 when I graduated out of Poughkeepsie High School in 1969. Couldn't wait to get out on my own, couldn't wait to party, couldn't wait to have no parents tell me what to do. And two of my girlfriends and I, we got an apartment over top of a bar named Happy Jack's. Everybody was working a part-time job. We lived over top of the bar. We partied a lot down in that bar. And we just went upstairs, and we didn't have to go in somebody's car. We just went upstairs, and that was the end of our evening. We couldn't end up driving. We didn't end up getting a DWI or anything like that. Worked at Western Printing at that time. Western Printing was a hard job for girls. You had to do exactly what the guys did. We used to have to work at the end of a conveyor belt, taking all of the books that came down, and we used to have to put them in a box, seal the box, take the box, and put it on a pallet. It was good money for us, but it was a hard job for girls. And then and we used to work second shift, and that got over with at 10:30. So we used to walk across the street to Frank's Bar. There was a Marine. Yeah, he was my husband, and he became the father of my two children. We started dating, and he would come down to Happy Jack's, party with us. He drove. He had his own car. He lived in Hyde Park, so it was pretty cool to have a boyfriend with a car. That's how that love affair started. We got married, and we moved into an apartment in Hyde Park. It was a one-bedroom apartment, and here comes my oldest son. And I had my first child at 20, so I was a very young mom. He had to sleep in our room in a crib. And then 6 months later, we ended up buying a mobile home in a trailer park in Hyde Park, and we moved in there. The trailer park, it may not have been good for some people, but it was good for our family. It gave our children a lot of children to play with, a lot of diversity in there. They were never bored. It was a very good place to grow up. Your children had a lot of friends. Your children was always outside. outside. When one of the kids had a birthday party, you didn't have to worry about nobody showing up and disappointing your child because all the kids in the trailer park would come. The kids would come home after school and drop their bags and go down at the bottom of the hill where there was a field. And they would play baseball and they would roller skate and they would ride bikes at night. And there was a corner store. I used to get out my bike after I did dishes at night, and they'd have their bike, and we'd all ride down to the store and get a snack and ride back. Oh, and then after so many years of being married, he wanted to open up his own garage. So my husband looked into opening up a garage. And we had some money saved for a house. But the house was put on hold because he wanted to use the money to open up a garage. I had agreed to it, and so we had the garage for 5 years. My oldest son was in grade school at the time. He used to be dropped off at the garage after school, and I wouldn't go up until 9 o'clock in the morning after I got him on the bus. My husband would work inside and I would work outside. I would pump gas, check brakes. I would take people home when they dropped off their car. I would pick them up. And our name of our gas station was Charlie's Texaco, so a lot of the customers used to call me Charlie's Angel. And that was just like that show on TV, but we were working on cars. It was nice. I met a lot of people. I was out in the element. I was out in the snow. I was out in the rain. I was out in the sun, and I liked being outside, and I probably liked being my own boss. For about 5 years, we kept the garage. We sold it only because Texaco tripled our rent, and we could only sell their products, so it kind of like put a restriction on us. So that's when we ended up deciding to sell it. And he went off to another garage and finished working on cars. And my youngest son is a mechanic today. I think it was born in him. I think it was taught to him. I was looking for a new job at that time because my oldest one was getting into I think he was in junior high, and then I had the younger one in grade school. I applied down at the bus company. I didn't know whether I could ever drive a big bus. I wasn't so intimidated against it because I grew up with a lot of tractor-trailer drivers. My father was a tractor-trailer driver, my uncle was, and my oldest brother became a tractor-trailer driver. So I was very much used to the bigger equipment. I had started for the bus company in April. I had drove a small van for April, May, and June. I had off for the summer. Went in and trained on a big bus for the summer. Did not get paid for it. And took my test at the end of August and was on a big bus in September. And for 25 years, I drove a big bus. I drove the high school kids, and then I drove the little kids. High school kids I had a good time with, maybe because I had my boys around their age, either younger or older. And the grade school kids, I think moms are very good with the little kids because I think they have that sense of being a mom and saying how cute they are and taking care of them when they're not with their own mom. I took being a mom very seriously, having my boys. That was the greatest venture. Everything else was on the back burner. I was a mom and I was a mom. I did a lot of things with my children. I wanted to be their best friend, but I also was their mother when they got in trouble. So that was my biggest adventure in life. I loved it. I didn't want them to grow up so fast, but that's what every mom doesn't want. And that's what every dad doesn't want. It's like all of a sudden they're teenagers and they're going to be leaving the nest. I'm glad I had two boys. I'm glad they turned out so nice.